How many of you remember when you got saved? I didn't, when the Lord saved me, I was 24 years old. I'd been in church, I can remember three times I'd been in church. Two of those times was in a vacation Bible school. I went to Bible school to get cookies and Kool-Aid. Didn't learn anything in Bible school, just went to get the cookies and the Kool-Aid. And then maybe two other times I was in church, one a Baptist church during revival time. I went with some of my friends, and once in the Methodist church, once in the Baptist church. Same group had a Methodist and a Baptist church in the same community, and they would support each other in revival. And I'd go to church when those two times, and the Lord would deal with my heart. I didn't know anything about nothing. I was sort of squeezed in between my friends, and when it come invitation time, I didn't want to disturb them to get out. Had they got out and went to the altar, I'd have probably went too, which may have been a good thing or may not have been. But when I was 24 years old, the Lord saved me. It's on a Wednesday. My first chance to go to church was on a Saturday evening. They were having a revival meeting at Sulphur Springs Baptist Church. And so I took my wife and her children. We went to church that night. That's the first time I took my family to church. But I've told you how Miss Bobby had gotten saved in church, but the first time I had taken my family to church. Got there that night. I couldn't tell you if my life depended on it. I couldn't tell you what the preacher preached that night. But when he gave the invitation, I found myself down in the altar, and the pastor came and he bowed down there with me. His name was Buddy Mathis. He bowed down there with me and he asked me, he said, young man, is there anything I can help you with? I said, preacher, the Lord saved me on Wednesday at home. And I said, I just want Jesus to use me. It just came out. That's, you know, that what came out of my heart, just right out of my heart, through my mouth, I want Jesus to use me. And ever since that Wednesday when I got saved, I've had that desire in my heart. It's been there. It's just like a plant, a seed was put in my heart, and it's just grown and it's grown and it's grown through the years. And the further I go in this journey, the more desire I have to be used of the Lord. I don't want to come to the end of my life having wasted the years that God gave me to serve Him. Because of this fact, I realize that what He did for me, it was no small matter for Him, what He did for me. And what He did for me, and don't misunderstand what I'm saying, I could never ever repay Him for what He did for me. But I do feel like I'm indebted to Him. I feel like I'm indebted to Him for what He did. I've never forgotten where I was when He came to me. I've never forgotten where I was. And remembering what I was and where I was, I shared with you a little bit this morning about how what my life was like and yours was like in Ephesians 2, 1, 2, and 3. And then verse 4 came along, God bedded into my life and has made the difference. And I just want to sing this song tonight because I still, at this point in my life, I'm so glad the Lord has allowed me to walk. He allows me to work. He allows me to still stand in the pulpit and preach the gospel of Jesus Christ. And that's what I want to do until I die, or else the rapture takes place. Because I don't have any intention of retiring. When the Lord gets ready for me to retire, He'll fix it where I can't do what I'm doing any longer. Dear Lord, I'll be a witness if You will help my weakness. I know that I'm not worthy, Lord, of Thee. By eyes of faith I see Thee upon the cross of Calvary. Dear Lord, I cry, let me Thy servant be. Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me. Surely there's a work that I I can do.
And even though it's humble,
help my will to crumble.
Though the cost be great,
I'll work for you.
I'll stand for thee, dear Jesus,
though death may come my way.
I'll spread the gospel to the fallen here.
But if it be your will, Lord,
to go across the sea,
help me to be willing to say yes.
Jesus, use me, and oh Lord, don't refuse me.
Surely there's a work that I can do.
Help my will to crumble.
Though the cost be great,
I'll work for you.
Well, amen. Thank you, Miss Myra.